Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the update. And this is because of the major war over there that's now going full force over there with Turkey, Syria, and et cetera. And if what we can read is true, it looks like Russia is also going to get involved in this. And, of course, Trump is taking an awful lot of heat for doing what he's doing. I want to get into all of that. Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Oh, just trying to keep up notes, and it's moving fast over in the Middle East.
Yeah, this thing could develop into a major hot war. Well, it is a hot war over there, but this could expand rapidly. I want to get into what we're being told. Now, this is from Hal Turner, who's usually quite accurate on these kind of things. The Syrian government has declared war upon Turkey over invasion of its northern Syria by Turkish armed forces. The Syrian Arab army is now moving to attack the Turks inside of Syria. So this is a major invasion on the part of Turkey. Now, here's the interesting part, and this brings Trump into it, Larry, and I wanted your opinion on it. It seems to me that the only number of troops we had over there was like 1,000 total, and there were like 100 or so that were in that area which was going to be, attacked. Obviously, Trump knew that Erdogan was going to go into Turkey, and he wasn't able to stop him from doing it. And so even if there were 1,000 U.S. troops there, you'd have to get them out of the way because they'd be slaughtered otherwise, would they not? I mean, there's a big hoopla about it, but how can 1,000 troops stand up to 10,000 Turkish troops?
Well, they can't, and actually some of the latest intel, you know, yesterday, actually, the Turk army was firing on the location of U.S. troops, and they're not able to get out of the way this quick. And the irony is, and we'll read that later in the covert intel, but apparently the Syrians now and the Kurds are protecting the U.S. forces over there.
Yeah, because they've evidently, they said something about there was a lot of, here, let me swing down to the bottom of this announcement he has. It says that U.S. troops notified the Syrian army they need more time to remove heavy weapons and sensitive documents and other military equipment. So, yeah, it looks like the Syrian army is going to have to help protect our stuff and sensitive documents, it looks like to me. Here's some other, an update at 2:54. Multiple reports that the Kurds have reached a deal with Assad whereby Assad's forces would enter Manbij, I guess. Manbij? How do you pronounce that? M-A-N-B-I-J, however you would pronounce that. And Kobani to protect Kurds from Turkish attack. Russian forces in Syria confirm agreement with Kurds for Assad regime. So Russia has now gotten into the act, and as I understand it, Larry, Russia has declared a no-fly zone. What have you got on that?
There's a report that, matter of fact, the Kurds, some of the leadership was at the Himeymim Russian air base in Syria, and worked out a deal with Assad and the Russians, that the Russians now have threatened the Turks to stop all air activity, that there's a no-fly zone now that will be, I guess you could say, guarded by Russia. and they're moving missiles into position to bring down Turkish jet fighters if need be. So you've got now the Russians and the Turks and the Syrian army all moving towards, the Turkish line. Now, by the way, Turkey, Erdogan's bringing in more reinforcements. He's got lines of reinforcements coming in, and I can read you the latest from intel
yes,
on the ground
means.
Over there. If you, yeah, because I know we don't have a lot of time, but Hal Turner's got people embedded. He had one embedded in this convoy that was attacked, and if you saw the video, it was horrendous
yes.
what the Turks are doing to those people. Anyway, he says covert intel, incoming source on the ground in Syria, and this is the latest, which was just, less than a half hour ago, reported to Hal Turner, said, looks like war will start in a few hours. Both the Syrian Arab Army and the Turkish Army already getting into face-off position, digging in for battle. Just a few hours and war is on. And so this is moving really ironically. And what's odd, Stuart, I'd like your opinion here. It looks like, I'm getting a lot of intel that Erdogan has had dreams of actually a face-off with Assad's forces and him destroying Assad. And what's interesting, I think he thinks, maybe because he's NATO, that if he comes under the Syrian attack and the Turkish attack in Syria, that NATO will come to his aid. But I'm hearing reports and rumors that NATO is not going to get involved. This is really a mix of a cauldron of really craziness.
Well, it makes you wonder. Now, the United States, if you believe what Wesley Clark said, we have absolutely no reason not to believe him. From the State Department and the generals were told that Assad was to be one of the ones that was to be replaced. Well, maybe Trump has decided we'll let Erdogan be the one that replaces Assad. What do they care who replaces as long as he's gone down? Or maybe they just wait until there's a whole bunch of confusion. But here's the problem I have. If Russia declares a no-fly zone and Turkey does not abide by it, and we get into some dogfights and some Russian jets get shot down, or Russian troops get hurt, would that mean Putin goes directly to war with Turkey, which is actually part of the prophecies? Remember that Istanbul would come under Russian control, and when that happened, the end begins.
Yeah, well,
I remember those prophecies right.
Well, I actually do, and that came to mind today because a rabbi was saying years ago that it said when Russia bombs Constantinople, which doesn't really
yep.
exist today, it's actually Istanbul. But I
right.
had this thought. I had this thought, and kind of want your opinion on it. What if Russia and Turkey get into a fight, and Russia actually bombs, the capital or Turkey, does
mm-hmm.
Erdogan have to sue for peace with Russia? And then part of that sue agreement is that they have to go with Russia when Russia goes down?
I think so. I think that's probably what we're watching, because in Ezekiel 38:39, you go into Isaiah chapter 17, and if you're very careful about all the nations there, obviously Turkey is under the Russian coalition when they come against the mountains of Israel. So probably what we're watching is the beginning of this alignment. Turkey, as you know, has been kind of on the fence, playing both sides against the middle. But they're going to have to make up their mind. And now I see an article that says, see if I can find it here, the Turkish invasion of northern Syria is already beginning to have serious fallout politically and militarily. Remarks by Turk President Erdogan warning Europe they had better not call Turkey's action an invasion or he would simply open the gates for 3.6 million refugees to enter into Europe, went over like a lead balloon. I would imagine it might. But now they're calling French foreign minister. Next week, EU leaders will discuss sanctions against Turkey, and NATO expulsion is on the table. Well, they should never have been allowed on in the first place, because Turkey is just milking NATO for whatever it can get. So now with this war, but the thing that really bothers me is we got a lot of Christians there that are going to get slaughtered. And that makes me wonder exactly what is going on Trump's mind, that he won't even supply air support to help him. What do you think?
Well, it's a tricky deal because, you know, I don't know if you saw it a few weeks ago. Russia had built a second runway at their air base and resupplied and moved in more forces. So they were preparing for something. Could it be that there's a deal maybe between Trump and Putin that Putin's going to make a big move during this, I guess you could say, war or whatever's coming?
Well, I know Trump, number one, he doesn't want war. He's more, he said so over and over again. We're involved in all these useless wars. We're police officers for all these countries around the world. That's a globalist move. That's part of the globalist dominion, I guess you could call it, or domination of the world, the hammer of the whole earth, using United States military for doing all this. And Trump comes along and says, no, we're not going to do that. And here's another headline, U.S. to deliberately withdraw all remaining troops in North Syria. So we're taking everything out and leaving the Christians and the Kurds, and there's a bunch of Christian Kurds, kind of like the Armenian massacre. This is not going to go well for Trump. It already isn't, I guess. I was watching Fox News. They were saying they're trying to get Congress to pass some sort of a resolution to get involved in this. And, you know, all Trump is saying, well, I'll have sanctions. Well, maybe I'll have sanctions next year. Meanwhile, everybody gets slaughtered. Politically speaking, that's not going to help Trump at all, do you think?
Well, Stuart, what would happen if Congress, as much as they hate Trump and they know he don't want another war, what if they passed a law or a declaration of war? Where would he stand?
Yeah. So then it's a mess, let's put it that way. And who knows how this is all going to wash out. I believe in biblical prophecy, and I think what we're watching is the realignment in the Middle East, and it's going to bring about the Ezekiel 38, 39, the Isaiah 17, and Daniel 8 alignments and wars. So we're awful close, I think. What do you think? I just think we're very close.
Yeah, and some data that hadn't really been out in public yet is the fact that Iran has an army in movement at the moment. Israel was reporting that their intelligence showed that the plan of Turkey was to go all the way to the Euphrates River, which that's prophetic, by the way.
Yep.
And that now Iran has an army in motion. And the Iranian forces and Hezbollah forces in Syria are mobilizing, you know. And the latest on Israel was that Israel was pretty much ready for war in all directions. What do you think?
Yep, I think this thing, well, like I said on the show Friday, I think what's happening is they're walking around with lit cigars and they're walking in gasoline. And just one mistake, one bad move on the part of Turkey or on the part of Russia, and the whole thing just ignites. And obviously Israel's going to stand back for a little while, probably watch and see which way this thing goes. But anyway, folks, I just wanted to alert you that we're not at war, but there is a hot war now going on over there in the Middle East, which can blow up anytime into a major, major world conflict. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. And if it breaks further, we'll do a show tomorrow night or whenever we have to. Anyway, thanks a lot for listening. Take care, everyone.